Judge Steven Ebert dismissed a lawsuit brought by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and eight other business groups seeking to block the vote on the new mercury rule. The rule will require power plants to reduce 90% of their mercury emissions by the year 2015. The groups claim the DNR failed to prepare a report on the economic impact of the rule. Attorney Dennis Berkey says the rule is different from one industries declined to comment on in 2005 because it includes limits on sulfur dioxide and nitrogen dioxide.
No one in 2005 had knowledge at a time when they had the ability to seek an economic impact report that this rule was going to involve nitrogen oxide and sulfur dioxide emissions.
But Judge Ebert ruled the industry groups were launching their lawsuit too late in the game and would have to pursue changes in the rule after the Natural Resources Board votes on it and it is sent to the legislature for approval.
Your clients, just as anyone else, I would put on notice as to what the rule was going to concern itself with, and that people did have the right to seek the economic impact statement, and choosing not to is simply akin to betting on the wrong horse.
The business groups say they will pursue amending the rule as it moves through the legislature because they fear the new restrictions will increase the cost of electricity and damage their businesses. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.